Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The good news for Brian Koziol in the Pick 10 bet. Scottie Scheffler, one of his players, is in first place. 7-under through 12 here on day two. The bad news is he's in the water on 13. The good news is that Scheffler is in first place, which I did say already. The bad news is that Brian's other nine picks are all over par. The good news is that only 16 players are under par. That's all the news. That's all the news.
That's it. That's the bad.
The good news is Brandon Ayuk unfollowed the 49ers. Brian Koziol on the West Her Hotline. Brian, how much have you gotten to watch today?
A decent amount this afternoon. I don't really feel great about how you spelled that out there. I was just looking here, I'm like, all right, I have two guys that are going to miss the cut. I've got two other guys that have some work to do here to make sure they don't implode in the end so that I have more miss the cut. And I guess I feel like right now a little, in terms of just the solely on the picks here, a little beaten down because I get no credit for taking Scheffler. Like,
right.
If we asked 100 people, 100 of them would have taken Scheffler.
So, yeah, Margo would have taken Scheffler. She's a pug.
Yeah.
That's correct. Yes. So I get no credit for taking Scheffler. Yeah, no, that's all right. None taken here. I can't pat myself on the back for taking the leader, even though you'd think I would. I should. And then the rest of my guys, nobody is threatening. So now, but I guess what I'll say is what I said to Joe and Jeremy this morning. If you, when we were talking about, you know, back in the day where it was like, would you bet Tiger, Tiger or the field? There was a lot of the times where people would still bet Tiger. And I think right now, if you said to me, you can keep Scheffler and we get the rest of the field or we've got to do something else, I think I'm still just taking him.
Right. The good news Mike left out is that the one guy you've got is the guy to have. If you're going to have one guy, that's the one guy. More than right. Anybody playing right now, that I don't think it's at Tiger levels at this point, but still, it is that guy.
You want to guess his live odds? He did just hit it in the water on 13. Plus 135.
Yeah, it's still pretty good.
So we talk about versus the field. Yeah. You're close to even money there, so right. your instincts are good there, Brian.
If you've got the field open there, what's, for instance, the two guys right behind him, Homa and DeChambeau, who are both one shot behind right now?
500 and 450, respectively.
Okay.
And then it's 1,600 to Morikawa. And not to rush things, but does Tiger have a chance at plus one through 2 days? That's top 20, isn't it?
Yeah. He's sitting
15,000 plus 15,000. If you want Tiger Woods, he's only won this tournament 14 times.
Well, Brian, I cannot remember. I'm sure there's been weather. We had a weather delay yesterday to lead this thing off. Rain, sure. I can't remember watching this tournament and seeing sand blowing into guys' faces from the traps. I mean, it just seems like it's been a very memorable weather day, I would say, at the Masters today.
Agreed.
Considering you got clear skies and the sun shining, it's been tough.
I don't remember ever seeing sand like that, like you were describing there. I think I saw, you know, John Rahm on the ninth hole where it was really, really whipping around. Now, around where nine comes in and they tee off near 10 there, it's kind of the highest part of the golf course. And I can guess, you know, maybe that's where the wind is really, really whipping. Mm-hmm. It's like Amen Corner is really tucked in back there. It's really protected a little bit more, so maybe you're not seeing it as much there. But that was the spot that I saw the most sand, where Rahm was literally even like covering his ears because it was like pelting him.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, because normally when you get wind like this, it's coming with storms, so you're not playing.
Right.
Or, you know, it's delayed or whatever. Rarely do you see it like this, where it's like perfectly blue skies and kind of decent temperatures too. It's like low 70s. So
right. It
is kind of a weird scene. I don't, you know, just from what I'm remembering of watching the Masters here over the last 20 some years, I don't remember a day like this that looked so pretty, but at the same time, the wind was so penalizing.
Brian, what is the cut? Like, how many make it? I'm watching the cut line move a little bit here. Right now, the fives are safe, and the scores are so high, maybe that goes up again. How many make it?
So I believe it's top 50 in ties.
50 in ties,
they,
okay.
Yeah, they got rid of the 10-shot rule, so that's not a thing anymore, which I don't think would matter anyway. So right now, five would make it of this moment. Yeah.
And that could move again, right? I mean, if enough players keep making bogeys.
Fall back. Yeah. There's quite a few players at plus six. But, yeah, I guess all those fives would have to slide down.
Right.
But right around there. Yeah, I mean, some of the guys coming in that I thought maybe were playing well, like Rahm is at plus four. And he still has holes to go. So that's a guy to maybe keep an eye on. Wyndham Clark, of course, a guy that we've talked about. He's at four over. He's only through 12. So he has some holes to go. Now, I think some of these holes coming up are some of the what you'd call the more scorable holes in terms of them maybe trying to pick up a birdie here or there. So I still feel like they're safe. But
yeah,
there are some decent names in that area that could be in the danger zone if they do hit a bad shot here or there coming in.
You mentioned guys that are only through 12. Scheffler, for example, this group is on 13 green now. He chipped from the penalty area or the drop zone or whatever, and he's on now. So they've got six holes to go. Are they going to get this entirely done before dark tonight, or do you think guys will have to be like this morning, finishing up maybe not as much as yesterday? I know like the Homa group with Tiger this morning had to finish. I think they had six holes to go when they got going this morning. Do you think they'll get done with round two, or do you think there'll be some layover for tomorrow?
I think they will get done because yesterday they finished just around 8 o'clock.
Okay.
So, I mean, you almost have 2 hours left of golf, and I think, the last group is on 13 right now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see anybody else that's anywhere not there. Yeah, okay. Everybody's through at least 12. So I think I would say yes, that it looks like everybody will finish.
Scheffler is in the last group to be on the course? Scheffler, McIlroy? Or maybe there's one group behind him? No, really? Okay.
I think I don't see anybody else on the leaderboard that is...
That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, so somebody actually asked me a good question that I guess I might as well address. So somebody asked me, like, were they able to start the second round this morning and the first round when they're like, don't they flip the tee times? Well, because the Masters has such a smaller field, they're able to have a little bit more flexibility with that. So even though, like, let's say, you know, if you had a morning tee time in round one, you get an afternoon tee time in round two. But usually at all these majors, they flip-flop it. And usually the first handful of groups and the last handful of groups are the lesser names just because they tee off at, you know, 6:45 in the morning. And also it's the end of the day. But because the Masters has a smaller field, they always want some real prime groups at the end. So, like, you have this McIlroy, Scheffler,
Thomas
group here at the end. And yesterday, I think it was Spieth's group was the last group, maybe toward the end, or DJ and Matsuyama. Like, it was some big names. So they will give you a morning and an afternoon, but it's not an exact flip, which is why some of those guys that were able to finish, they did start the next round today while some of the others were still playing. I know you'd think, well, if you're last in, you'd be first out. It's not exactly like that at the Masters. It's still not like you're not going to get two late tee times both days. It's still going to be a morning and a flip, but it's not an exact flip. So that's why they were able to keep it going and get this going enough that now they will, it looks like, finish today.
Brian Koziol with us, Tee to Green tomorrow morning here on WGR. How big a story is Tiger's 2 days?
Well, I mean, I guess, you know, we should start with the fact that he broke an amazing record for the cut streak, and he said he was excited to go let Freddie Couples know that he beat his record for cut streaks. I guess I will say two things. One thing, Tiger's just overall cut streak on the PGA Tour for years, that was like 100 and whatever something. I'm sure we could look it up here quick, but I just love the fact that he always through that span is always thinking like, I have a chance if I can get it to the weekend. I have a chance. And then when asked about the cut streak today and, you know, what it meant to him, instead of probably answering the question that was intended about the historical performance of it, he said, well, what it means is that I have a chance now going into the weekend, which I thought was he's still thinking I have a chance to win. And how often did maybe he have a tournament where maybe he didn't have his quote A game there in those opening rounds, but because he made the cut, has a great third round, suddenly he's in he's in one of the last groups come Sunday. That happened, I'm sure, a handful of times in his win. So I think for physically what everybody thought was going to be an extreme challenge, especially today, him having to walk 23 holes, and there's no time to let your body relax. I mean, I was listening to DeChambeau saying here, he's like, there's not even the putt that we all would say is the gimme. He's like, you can't even let up for a second because of the wind and because of the difficulty of these greens. He's like, there's almost just never that moment where you can just go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And because now Tiger in between those shots is thinking physically of okay, watch where I'm stepping here. Is everything good? My body is cooperating. He has that extra layer built in, which I guess is, I think even more impressive.
No opportunity to let up. That's like pitching against the Orioles, isn't it, Brian? Right now, that's pitching against the Orioles.
Right. Well, a lineup they have right now.
Talk about the turnaround. I'm pretty sure that group, that Homa, Tiger, and Jason Day, they finished up this morning, and they were 10:40. With second round tee time. They went, there was no, I don't know what kind of massage or therapy Tiger could have gotten, but it was quick. They might have finished up their first round around 10 o'clock, and 40 minutes later they were teeing off for round two.
I think you're right. I think they said he had 48 minutes in between, and that obviously involves signing some scorecards and taking care of a couple of things. So they were when I was watching it this morning, they were debating should, if you are him with what it takes to stay loose, do you even sit down? You have that. Do you stay loose? Do you stay walking? And do you maybe go hitting, a couple of chips, a couple of putts, get something to eat, obviously, maybe. And, if you lay down, I mean, look at all of us. We come home from a long day of work. We lay on the couch. We're done, right?
Speak for yourself.
I don't think he's, oh, sorry, I forget. Yes, you're new energized, Mike. I forgot.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah. But, I get a couple of games of Boggle in, then I lay down on the couch.
That's right.
What?
But to be out in that wind, got to be.
That's a great point, Brian. The wind takes so much out of you. I hate the wind for a variety of reasons, but that is another one. It's just being buffeted by the wind. I know that from racing around on a boat the last few years. The wind does, it takes it out of you. So they're out there in 20-mile-an-hour winds constantly. That's going to be fatiguing. All right, all of that said, with Tiger at one over, it could get pretty cool if he has a hot start tomorrow. He won't be, he'll be out relatively early, ahead of, the leaders anyway. And, boy, if he gets to, I don't know, 3 under or something, 5 or 6 holes in,
totally.
I wonder how much of a factor that would become for the, it's been a while since we've thought about Tiger's lurking, but if he does that again, that could be really hot tomorrow.
Two under right now is 7th.
Right.
Yeah. That's not that far back. Yeah, he has a good, we know he birdied the first hole yesterday. Number two is a par five that can be get. I mean, he could, you know, could you even just envision him going birdie, birdie? So even if he just gets one of the first two there and all of a sudden he's back to even par, I mean, that puts him in the top 17 as of this moment. So, I mean, that would be fun for sure because yeah. He is going to tee off a little bit earlier than some of the guys that are leading right here. And the only reason why it feels just a little bit tougher is the fact that of just kind of how we started this whole conversation. It's just that Scheffler doesn't seem to be a guy that I feel like is going to come back. DeChambeau, to me, he had a little struggling here at his end coming in. Could you see him maybe get in some trouble because sometimes he does get a little too aggressive? Mm-hmm. I could see that. And then there's not a lot of maybe other proven players in the top 4 to 7 at the moment right now. I guess Morikawa is, I guess, yep. a nice quiet story. He's look at how steady, 71 and 70. So he seems to be maybe quietly sitting there. I mean, he's a two-time major winner. He should probably get a little bit more respect than I'm looking at right now. And then you've got, you know, a guy that we thought maybe at one point was going to be as good as anybody in the world in terms of how he was playing. That's Cam Smith, also quietly sitting there at -2. That's another very obviously high-quality player who can putt as good as anybody.
I thought you were going to say Mike Schoepp when you went into that. We thought there was a guy, here's a guy that we thought was going to be as good as anybody in the world. But then you let me down by saying Cam Smith.
Brian, they just ran through like the extended leaderboard, so I haven't seen all the finish scores. Is anybody in the 60s today?
I think Oberg is the only one.
Okay.
Ludvig Oberg, who
I like
is a younger player from the European Tour, has got a ton of attention coming into this year, his first full year on the PGA Tour. He shot, I think, 69 today.
69, Ryder Cup.
Okay.
Sort of a breakthrough. Yep. He was, what, 21 or 22? What did you say? Right. So I said to Bulldog,
he's the only one
this week,
under 70. Yeah.
Kind of like him as a bet, but I don't think Bulldog listened.
This morning when I was watching Homa and Woods and Day finish up, considering the conditions and what the forecast was, one of the commentators, I don't remember whom now, said, like, your low score is going to be 68 today. Like, there's scoring is just going to be really, really hard, and we didn't even get a 68. We got a 69. Do we know, Brian, like, what is tomorrow and Sunday supposed to hold weather-wise?
It looks really great. I mean, both days at this moment say mostly sunny. Saturday, 76, says wind 11 miles an hour, which will feel like nothing compared to today.
Right.
And then Sunday, 85, with mostly sunny and wind 10 miles an hour.
I might have to go to this.
Zero precip both days. So it's going to be gorgeous and even a little hot. So both days.
Awesome.
Last Sunday, driving, or I guess it would have been Saturday at that point of the trip, driving home from Orlando, we went, you know, west there on 26, stopped at the University of South Carolina in Columbia, and there you see the signs, Route 20, Augusta. What could I do? What can I get away with here? Can I go to Augusta and just hang here for like 10 days with my wife and daughter? I decided I couldn't get away with that.
And the bird.
And Sergeant Peepers.
Yeah, that would have been
that
tough.
Was the big one. That
All
was
right.
the big one.
Well, they already have a lot of birds, if you listen, obviously, closely on the broadcast, so yeah. I don't know if there would have been room for him.
Just not on the scoreboard.
So tomorrow, Brian, big two-hour show. You guys are at one of your main sponsors, right, Pendleton Creek?
Yep, we're at Pendleton Creek tomorrow. Your friend Don Schneider, who always says to say hello, will be the great PGA pro there, is going to be with us. But, 7 to 9 tomorrow. Kevin Sylvester's in town from his hard-working spring of working PGA Tour events, so we'll have him Good. And PGA Pro Jeff Mitas as well, of course.
Let Don know we are, me and my kid and, I don't know, two other players, maybe you and Mike, I don't know, we're getting out there this year. My son Owen won at some Nichols hockey thing, foursome at there, so we're sitting on that, and we're looking forward to getting out there. I've never played there.
I was a member.
All right.
For a few years.
Mike can give you the inside scoop.
Oh, hit it straight.
And Chris, you get to, yes, hit it straight. And then you get to see what I get to see all the time from playing there, is that Mike is sketched in history there.
I am. I'm on the wall.
Really?
You're on one of the...
Me and Pete DiGiacomo. Best ball, B-flight, club champs, like 2005 maybe or 6. Yeah. Trump won a bunch of them too, though. Like, I don't know. You can't really trust these club championship wins.
However, Mike, I know where Trump would pick up early. I know that is not... what you would ever do.
Never, so ever.
I respect your name up on the wall knowing it was a legit score.
It was. I had a great time there for a few years. It was really fun. Thank you, Brian. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, guys. Go Scotty.
Right. The bad news is that he only wins half if Scotty Scheffler takes it, but that's enough to still root against, right? I'm going to root against him.
Easy. No problem.
It's more the glory of the Pick 10 win than it is the money. We don't really play for money.
I know. Yeah, no, I'm...
It's I've got
20 on Homa at plus 6,000. So, I mean, I'm feeling like...
1,200?
$1,200, Homa. Let's
blank
and go,
it's
Homa.
It's so alluring, these golf bets, because the year Tiger chipped in from the... Did we just have the date, whatever the year that was, where he tipped from the water and it rolled 16, it rolled around and went... I had DeMarco at 80 to 1. $50, 80 to 1. The guy that he beat in the playoff. Tiger bogeyed the next two holes after that shot to force the playoff. He had it.
Yeah, yeah.
And he bogeyed 17 and 18, still won. That one hurt. That one stung. I'm not sure. Bad beat? I don't know. Maybe not, but if it's betting against Tiger Woods.
You're right. How bad a beat can that be?
How bad a beat can that be in 2005 or whatever that was? Okay. NFL draft talk, so much of our conversation this week, including earlier today with Evan Silva of Establish the Run, his thoughts on what the Bills might be likeliest to do, and more coming up next. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.